Watch, exclusive, Marjorie Taylor Greene, We All Witnessed a Miracle on Saturday. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2024. America witnessed a true miracle on Saturday when former President Donald Trump survived an assassination attempt. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said during an interview with Breitbart News at the Republican National Convention on Wednesday. Greene said she was watching the rally live from home and her first thoughts were, "We knew this was going to happen." But at the same time, complete and utter shock that it was actually happening, she said, explaining that she quickly started praying for Trump. Because we all feared he was killed or was in the process of possibly dying on the stage there at one of his rallies. And all I could think about was my first rally. And it was in 2018 in Macon, Georgia. It was way before I even thought about running for Congress. And I just remember being one of the people there. And, I thought about the people, and just going through the emotions of how they were feeling in that moment. But I tell you what I loved, talking about the people, is it was this first. It was the screams of all the emotions we were feeling. But then when President Trump stood up with his fist in the air, and yelled fight, 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 and it was the just outright, you know, screams of praise and thanks and cheers and USA, 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 that was so incredible to me, she said. And just watching his strength, she said, calling him a true leader. Related, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after assassination attempt. He showed exactly who he is, she said, praising Trump for choosing to come to the convention just 2 days after the assassination attempt, an emotional affair, indeed. I think everyone had tears in their eyes. And you know, he didn't have to. Let's acknowledge that. President Trump could have stayed back behind the scenes all the way until Thursday and come out and given his big speech tomorrow night. But he didn't, she said, explaining that he showed even further that he is the people's president. Think about it, it's going to be weeks, months for him to fully go through the range of emotions you feel after nearly being assassinated. He almost lost his life, and he's still going through all that. He still came out, fully public in front of every camera in the world. To be with the people. And that's why we love him so much. She added, agreeing that God intervened to protect the former president. I believe it. I believe we all witnessed a miracle, she said. Noting that the American flag was blown into the wind and looked like an angel prior to him taking stage. There's so many little things that line up, but you're right. The fact that he turned his head at the precise time and his life was spared, that bullet clipping his ear. It really was a miracle we all witnessed, she added. Watch.